All right, let's open our Bibles, if you would, please, this morning to Romans chapter 5. We're going to start there. Romans chapter 5. It is good to have Javier and Vanessa and Andrea. I got them all three. How about that? Praise the Lord. They're sweet kids, and they happen to live next door. Amen. So Samuel's got to behave now. Samuel's got to behave now. Amen. All right, let's stand together. Romans chapter 5, if you would, please. I'm just going to read beginning in verse 19. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 20 says again, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray for your help this morning. Help me to be a blessing and encouragement. I pray you would work in all of our hearts. Take control, please, of this frail body, these feeble lips. Lord, I pray you'd fill me with your Spirit. I pray these children, Lord, would sit still and listen. I pray our hearts would be in touch with your Holy Spirit. I pray, God, as children of yours, that we would be filled with your Spirit. If there are souls that are lost here today, I pray, God, your Spirit would convict them of their need for salvation. Lord, I pray you'd work in throughout this room, and Lord, for your glory and your honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated this morning. I simply want to talk to you today, preach to you from verse 20. And I want to use other verses as we go through this today, but I want you to understand something that's very important in my life and in yours, whether you know it or not. It's irreplaceable, and that is the grace of God. The abundant, infinite, amazing, everlasting, almighty grace of our Heavenly Father. The Bible says here in verse 20, and I want you to look at it carefully, the law entered, the Word of God entered, the commandments of God in the Old Testament, the law entered that the offense might abound. And then it goes on to say that where sin abounded. In other words, what is sin, church? A sin is when we offend God. The law came from God. The law entered from God into our lives. And when we sin, we are offending God's law, thereby offending God. When we offend someone, we are doing something against their person. When you offend somebody else through something you say, something you do, you are offending. You are doing something against that person. Friends, listen to me. Church members, beloved in Christ Jesus, lost sinners, whoever you are, whoever we are, when we sin, we offend God. Sin is the offense against the law of God. I want you to understand this morning, though, the point of my message is to focus on where sin abounded, grace.
Amen. That's right.
Grace.
Amen.
I wake up in the mornings just like you do, tired. I go throughout the day just like you do, still tired. We walk around in a world, we go to and fro, up up and down the streets, in and out the houses, our vehicles, our places of employment, our schools. We go in and out of stores and shops and restaurants. And listen, everywhere we go, sin abounds. People offending God.
Yep. Amen.
Everywhere. The saddest part of it is a lot of that comes from the ones who have trusted on the Lord Jesus Christ, believed and called upon His name, and accepted the grace and the gift of God and the eternal life that is given them through faith in Jesus Christ, and yet they still go about purposely offending their Heavenly Father. It bothers us when we look at other people and we hear them say the things that they say, and we hear them use our Father's name in vain. We hear them use our Savior's name as a curse word. We hear them laugh about the Word of God. We hear them mock and even deny the very existence of our Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father. We hear them idolize things that the Word of God plainly says are offenses to Him. And they bow down and they worship those things that are wicked and adulterous and idolatrous and evil and unbelievably abominable unto God. And yet we see that every day, and it's abundant on every hand, in every city, in every country, in every part of this old world.
Yes,
abundant sin, and it's offense to God.
Amen.
And it ought to bother us.
Amen.
It ought to bother us when we do it. Why doesn't it bother us when we do it? Today I want to focus on not the sin, though. I know how to sin, and so do you. I know how to sin. It's natural. It comes naturally. It's just as natural as breathing is sinning. And God knew that. Listen to me this morning. God knew that. I don't want to keep you long. I know we've spent time doing some other things, but I want you to understand, sin is abundant. Sin is not going to go away. Sin is going to continue to increase. God's name and God's word and God's holiness are going to continue to be offended by carnal, wicked, ungodly, evil men, and even God's own children. But I want to focus this morning on the grace that is more abundant. And I want you to think about that with me this morning. I want you to just go in your mind with me this morning to the place of where sea of sin is all that you can see. There's nothing but you look out over the shores of the ocean, and for as far as you can see is water. And just picture with me this morning, that is nothing more than abundance of sin and offending God. And this, I want you to understand, though, that much greater than that sin, and much greater than that offense, and much stronger than that sin, is the almighty, amazing, everlasting grace of our God in heaven.
Amen.
Sin is not going to go away, but neither is grace.
Amen.
Sin is never going to diminish, but neither is grace. And no matter how great the sin gets, God's grace is greater. Amen.
Amen.
And that thrills my soul, because I need it. Because I need it. There's a beautiful picture of God's grace in John chapter 8, if you turn back there with me. John chapter 8, beginning in verse 1. John 8, verse 1. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning, he came again into the temple. Early in the morning, he came into the temple. I bet you he even made it to Sunday school. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees in verse 3 brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now one of the very Ten Commandments, everybody knows, is thou shalt not commit adultery. Now this woman was taken in the act of adultery, sin, offense against God. And verse 5, now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. What sayest thou? This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. Let me remind us of something this morning, church. God hears us even when he doesn't answer us.
Amen. Amen.
God hears us. Jesus didn't say a word to these folks, but he heard them. He knelt down and he began to write on the ground as though he heard them not. He heard them. But in verse 7, when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, now this is not part of the message, but listen to me. If you have a need and you go to God in prayer, don't give up because he doesn't answer the first time. Continue to ask him.
Amen.
Right, Miss Ophelia? Continue to ask him for Joel to come home.
Amen.
Continue to ask him to save Joel. Continue to ask him to get Joel baptized and in church faithfully. Continue to ask him for the need that you have.
Amen.
Continue to ask him.
Yep. Amen.
Verse 7, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. He stooped down and wrote on the ground again. Verse 9, they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, in verse 10, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee.
Amen.
Go and sin no more. Now listen to me. That right there is a beautiful picture of the grace of God.
Amen.
This woman was in abundant sin. This woman was caught in abundant sin. This was not the first time that this woman was caught in this or had committed this sin. I guarantee you, or else these folks would not know where to find her. This woman had a lifestyle that was filthy, wicked, and abominable before God, greatly offensive unto God. This woman was a sinner of sinners. Let me tell you something, though, that she walked into that temple that morning, cursed because of sin, but she walked out, listen to me, redeemed from that curse because of the grace of God. She walked into that temple that morning, a wicked sinner, but she walked out white as snow. No, because of the grace of God. She walked into that temple that morning guilty. You listen to me. She walked out that morning justified because of the grace of God. She walked into that temple that morning condemned. She walked out free. She walked into that temple in bondage. She walked out of that temple in grace. She walked into that temple under the law. She walked out of that temple under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. She walked into that temple in fear. She walked out of that temple in faith, believing, amen. She walked into that temple in shame.
Amen.
She walked out of that temple in shock.
Amen.
That God would love her so.
Amen. That's good.
She walked into that temple ashamed of herself. She didn't say a word. She didn't try to defend herself, church. When you know you're a sinner, quit trying to justify it. Quit trying to make excuses for it. She walked into that temple ashamed. Listen to me. Sin brings shame.
Yep. That's right.
Shame.
Amen.
What is shame, preacher? Shame are things that you have in your memory, in your closet somewhere, hidden away in your mind, that you hope nobody ever finds out. That you hope nobody ever sees or hears what you've done. You're ashamed. This woman was ashamed of her sin. But when she walked out of that temple that day, listen to me, she was amazed at God's grace.
Amen. That's right.
Are you listening to me this morning? I'm talking about a sinner, abundant sin. However, the grace of God was more abundant.
Amen.
She came into that temple hopeless. She walked out of that temple heaven bound because of the grace of God.
Amen. Go ahead.
She walked into that temple with no regard for sin. She was caught in the very act. Now hold on here a minute now. You're excited up to this point. But she walked out of that temple with no right to sin anymore.
Amen. Amen.
Listen to me. The grace of God does not excuse sin.
Amen.
Wake up. The grace of God does not excuse sin.
Amen.
It is not a license to go ahead and sin.
Yep.
The grace of God is 100% opposed to sin. The grace of God, listen to me, tells us to go in grace, to go in forgiveness, to go in mercy, to go in cleansed and washed and made whole by the blood of Christ, but sin no more.
Amen.
You have no right to sin against the holy God who gave His life for you. Sin is abominable to a holy God. We have no right. We are morally responsible to God as our whole heavenly Father to sin no more.
Amen.
Not because grace is dead, but because grace is all that we have.
Amen.
It's because grace is our banner. Grace is our salvation. Grace is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
She walked into that temple that day filthy. She walked out of that temple cleansed.
Amen.
A beautiful picture of the grace of God. Listen to me. The grace of God is the only hope that a sinner has for salvation.
That's right. Amen.
The only hope that a sinner has for salvation. Are you kidding me to think that you're going to earn it yourself? Are you kidding me to think that you're going to clean up your life yourself? Are you kidding me? Do you really expect me to believe that you are going to go out and do your thing your way and save yourself? You have done nothing your whole life but sin. We have done nothing our whole existence but sin and offend our God. We cannot save ourselves. Were it not for the grace of God, we would be hopeless.
Amen. Amen.
Sin abounded in my life and in yours. But grace was more abundant.
Amen.
Grace was greater than all our sin.
Amen.
God's grace is the only hope a sinner has for salvation. God's grace, secondly, is the only strength, listen to me, the only strength a saint has to stand. I want you to understand something. If you'll turn back with me to Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19. One of my favorite verses in the Bible. Isaiah 59, 19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and His glory from the rising of the sun. By the way, that's the east. When the enemy shall come in like a flood. Listen to me now. The Spirit of the Lord, capital S, that's the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 59:19 shall lift up, notice this, a standard against him. Against who? Against the enemy. Against the evil. Against the wicked one. Against Satan. Against sin. When the spirit of evil comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard. Notice the next word. Amen. Against him.
Amen.
want you to understand something. The standard in this verse is the grace of God. The standard is the banner. It is the waving flag blowing to and fro. And on it is written in big letters, grace, amen. God's riches at Christ's expense. The banner that stands against the evil of sin. The banner that stands against the wicked one of unrighteousness. The banner that waves in the flag, that flies in the breeze against the evil one is the grace of God.
Amen.
And listen to me, it is against sin. The standard is nothing more than a banner. It's a flag. Oh, if you could just go with me to the Arlington National Cemetery and see the flags. If you could just stand out here in front of the building and see the flagpole, I want you to understand something. When a standard is raised, when a flag is raised, it's on something that is grounded.
Amen.
Now pay attention to me this morning. The grace of God waving in the breeze, standing up against the evil of this world and against the flood of unrighteousness. It is the grace of God flying the banner of God's grace, but it is grounded in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What does the verse say? The Spirit of the Lord lifts up the standard. You go out here and you see this flagpole. You see the banner waving in the breeze, Old Glory, the red, white, and blue. But in the ground is the pole. Grounded in the ground, or else that banner would fall over. The grace of God is the banner. And listen, I want you to understand something. It's lifted up above the flood. It's lifted up higher than the sin. It's lifted up more visible than the flood. It's lifted up greater than all the sin and the wickedness of this world. It's high standard. It's higher ground. It's a walk with God that is above sin. It's victory. It's abundant life. It's God's grace, amen. And it is lifted up above the sin. It's lifted up above the flood. It's lifted up above the wicked one. It's lifted up and it's God's grace, but it's grounded in holiness.
Amen.
Holiness. God's Holy Spirit. Why does that matter? Oh, listen to me, friend. The only hope you have is the grace of God.
Amen.
And the only strength you have as a saint of God for that banner to stand and sustain you. Listen, the Bible says the evil comes in like a flood.
Yep.
You can't withstand a flood on your own.
Amen.
Go ask Noah's cousins. Go ask Noah's neighbors if they could withstand the flood. You can't withstand the flood, Samantha. And the Bible doesn't say if it comes in like a flood. It says when.
Yep. Amen.
What does that mean, preacher? That means you're going to be swept away by the evil of this world if you don't grab a hold of the grace of God. Listen to me, but it's grounded in holiness.
Yes, ma'am.
The Holy Spirit of God lifts up that standard.
Amen.
Remember what I said about the grace of God is not a license to sin. Better yet, quite the contrary, it is a moral responsibility to go and sin no more.
Amen.
It's grace. It's the only, listen to me, the only strength that I have as a saint of God, as a saved child of God, to stand in the evil day. Because it's grounded in truth.
Amen.
All scripture is given by the inspiration of God.
Yep.
It's breathed by God, given to us by the holy men of God, moved, spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's grounded right here, church, in this book. Don't tell me about God's grace if you don't live your life according to this book. God's grace is your strength. God's grace is your refuge. God's grace is your banner. Yes, it is. But God's grace never goes outside of God's Word, because the grounding, the point of foundation for the grace of God is right here.
Amen.
In the Holy Spirit of God. His Word. Sin abounds. It comes in like a flood, doesn't it? Doesn't it? What happens if the flood starts to get your feet wet? Then it starts to get up to your knees. Then it starts to get up to your waist. And you're starting to get a little bit worried at that point. You're trying to find the leak a long time ago. You're trying to find high ground a long time ago. And it's coming in like a flood. And you can't escape it. Sin abounds everywhere. You can't escape it. And you can't crawl up. You can't find higher ground. You can't get away from the sin. You can't, listen, you can't go live in a monastery like a monk. That's ridiculous, because the evil is right here in us.
Yeah,
it's in us. We can't escape it, can we? So what do we have? What strength do we have? What hope do we have to withstand the evil when the flood comes in and tries to sweep us away and carry us off to destruction? And the only thing we have is the grace of God, amen. The banner flying high, grounded in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
We're so sinful. We're so evil. We wake up in the morning and we have thoughts that if you knew what I thought and I knew what you thought, we would never talk to each other again. Let's just be honest. We are evil.
Amen.
Aren't we? Aren't we? We're evil.
Amen.
You say, preacher, that never happens to me. Maybe it's you I'm talking to then. We're evil.
Amen.
We cannot go about establishing our own righteousness. It's impossible.
Right.
We're evil. There's a flood of evil just sweeping through our minds and our hearts every day. Wickedness. Offending God.
Yes, sir.
And if we did not have the grace of God to hold on to, where would we be today?
Amen.
Swept away. Swept away like the rest of the world. That's our only strength to stand in the middle of that flood. The banner is lifted higher than the flood, stronger than the water, more powerful than the evil. Lift it up high, amen, the banner of God's grace.
Amen.
Hold on to it, Christian. It's grounded in this book. And lastly, the grace of God. The sinner's only hope for salvation is greater than all sin. It's the saint's only strength to stand, and is grounded in the Holy Spirit, in the truth of the Word of God. And let me finish 1 Corinthians chapter 15 this morning. The grace of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. Let's read verse 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. For I am the least of the apostles that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. The Apostle Paul was greatly guilty, greatly offensive to God. But, in verse 10, but the grace of God, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Notice it says, and His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain.
Amen.
Folks, listen to me. Look up here, church. You know what that means? Is that the grace of God is many times wasted. Listen to me. If the Bible says that it was not in vain given to the Apostle Paul, that means, that's okay, so we just leave it right there. That means, listen to me, that it is in vain poured out on some people. What he's saying is that the grace that God gave him was not wasted. It was not in vain. But, look what he says in verse 10, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Do you see Paul's banner waving there?
Amen.
Do you see Paul's banner waving there? By the grace of God, I am what I am. By the grace which was bestowed upon me. By the grace of God which was with me. That's the banner of the soldier of Christ. That's the banner of the one laboring in the harvest field. That's the banner of the one laboring to win other souls to Christ. That's the banner of the missionaries that are going to be here this week. That's the banner that we must hold on to and raise high in our own life if we're ever going to care about other souls. It's the banner of the soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ that allows us to endure hardness as good soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. If there's good soldiers, then there's bad soldiers too. Yes, sir. What's the difference? Grace of God.
Amen.
Is that banner flying in your heart? Is that banner flying? Do you understand that? But for the grace of God, I would be in hell.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
Not because of your goodness.
Amen.
Not because of your wonderful wit and charm. Not because of your money. Not because of your heritage. Not because of your religion. But only by the grace of God.
Amen.
And that ought to motivate us to do more for God.
Amen.
These souls are perishing in hell. What are we doing about it?
Amen.
What are we going to do about it? Are we even going to come to the conference?
Amen.
That is the only thing that we have is the grace of God. That's the soldier's song in the darkest night. How could Paul and Silas in the dungeon in Philippi, how could they be chained up in shackles, hand and feet, beaten, bloodied, bruised, just left in the pits of the dungeon? How could they at midnight sing praises unto God? Because they understood the grace.
Amen.
They understood grace.
That's good. Amen.
How can Sister Ophelia just keep going when her husband fights her at every hand? She understands grace.
Amen.
How come she always requests, can I sing 314? Can we sing Amazing Grace?
Amen.
Because she understands. How can Liz be so excited to stand up and sing and that her dad came to watch her all the way to Fort Worth?
Amen.
Because she understands the grace of God. How can the preacher keep with a broken heart? Because you understand the grace of God.
Amen.
How can I be faithful to God's house when everything else seems to pull against me? Because I understand the grace of God.
Amen.
How can I give money to missions so that they can go around the world and preach the gospel? Because I understand the grace of
Amen.
God.
That's right.
And that's my only song. That's my only strength. There's a battle going on, folks. There's a real battle out there.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes we find ourselves in dark spots. I got an email last night from my mother. And she says, "Hi, son. Do you remember Bill and Debbie Tobias in North Carolina? They're missionaries in Papua New Guinea and have been for many, many years. Friends of my parents, missionaries for a long time, laboring in the harvest field. Listen now. This past Thursday, their 3-year-old grandson, listen to me, children, sit still. Their 3-year-old grandson fell through the ice on a pond in Ohio. His mom went in after him. they later found Noah, the three-year-old, they later found Noah's body on top of the ice. Which means she must have got him, got a hold of him and thrown him back up on the ice. But they had to fish her out of the pond. She couldn't get herself out. They both drowned. The little baby's grandparents, the missionaries, were away on the mission field. They had to come back to the States. And there's going to be a double funeral on Tuesday. How are they going to get through that? I mean, they're serving the Lord and have for years. How are they going to get through that? The grace of God. Grace. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord. Grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured. There where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sin. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you would use your word this morning. Change our hearts, Lord, please. God, take our minds off of ourselves.